Welcome back to Regional Radio as we're now joined by Morgan Johnston, a former North County Raider basketball player. Now she'll be playing at the college level at St. Louis College of Pharmacy. So Morgan, congratulations on signing with St. Louis College of Pharmacy. How did this whole process with them come together? Were you looking at the school at first? Did they kind of notice you first? How did things kind of work out?
Well, if anyone does know that I was in a car accident in the beginning of my senior year, September 8th, 2018, and I was in the hospital at St. Children's Hospital for 2 months. And while going there and trying to get better, and I had to do physical therapy, I actually found out that St. Louis College Pharmacy, the campus, was on site by the Children's Hospital. So one day they took me down and I got to walk around the campus a little bit. And that's when I kind of fell in love with the campus and just like the environment that it had. And that's when I wanted and knew that I wanted to go there. And then I started talking to the academic advisor, and then he got me in contact with the basketball coach.
And now you had your senior season, unfortunately, because of that accident taken away from you, but that's not the end of your basketball career. As you know, things come full circle. Now you're going to wind up playing at St. Louis College of Pharmacy, so that must have been an exciting moment for you just now when you signed, because you know that not only are you going where you wanted to go, but you are going to have a chance to play basketball at a competitive level again.
Yeah, I am super stoked for it and very excited as to what my future will hold for me.
Now, how's your recovery been coming along? Are you all right now? Have you been able to, you know, run around or play basketball in any capacity yet?
I haven't went out to like a full practice yet. I've been sitting at some practices just getting to watch the girls run up and down the court again. But I have been still going to physical therapy for 2 days every week. I think I'm getting better, and the doctors, I hope, will release me soon. I just have to wait for one more doctor to release me. But other than that, my recovery has been pretty good.
Do you have a general timeline after you do get released from that other doctor of when you would like to be back to full strength?
Hopefully by next month, actually.
So it should be a quick turnaround then.
Yeah.
So what are you going to be majoring in at St. Louis College of Pharmacy? Do you know yet?
I am wanting to undergo their Doctor of Pharmacy degree and become a pharmacist.
And then is that a 4-year and then another 4 years somewhere else? Or do they have the graduate program there?
It'll be a full 6 years there.
Full 6 years. Okay. So do you have any plans to maybe redshirt for your freshman year or take a graduate school level, graduate year, I guess you could say, as a player?
I don't know. I'm just going to go in and see how it works out first year playing basketball, because that is what I really want to do. And then, of course, education is in there too, and I really want to become a pharmacist, so I'm just going to see where it takes me.
Is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your athletic career, continuing your basketball career at the college level?
I would like to thank my high school coaches, my AAU coaches, my middle school coaches, especially my mom and dad and brother. And I want to give a shout out to all the nurses in St. Children's Hospital for lifting me up and believing in me that I can make a comeback.
Morgan, congratulations on returning to basketball in the future at St. Louis College of Pharmacy. Best of luck in your future recovery and future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Back after this on Regional Radio.